Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be reviewing is called Cannibal Comedian. It's directed by Sean Hayes, written by Sean Hayes and Stephen Ward, and starring Aaron Prager as Charlie, Austin Judd as Crystal, and Robert Dunn as Carrie. The plot of the movie is a psychopathic cannibal, fed up with his lack of ambition, takes a stab at stand-up comedy in an attempt to chase both his dreams and his victims. But before we get into it, Corey, last night I was looking in the mirror and you know what? My beard was looking gnarly. And I said to myself, I can't look like this. I gotta do something. So I decided to break out Beard Octane's beard wash and conditioner along with their beard oil. And dude, my beard looked amazing. I'm glad you turned me on to Beard Octane.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, I've been using their products for years and I can vouch for them. And whether you're pounding IPAs or chopping wood, you got to look your best. Visit beardoctane.com and use the code 30screams10 at checkout for a 10% discount. It helps us. And like I said, the products are absolutely incredible. They're local too. They're based out of Connecticut. So help them out, support small businesses. We're not just slinging beard grooming supplies. We've been using them for a while.
Yeah, we have. 30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of Cannibal Comedian?
So I had actually heard several things about this movie before it came out. I think it was announced a few years ago, actually. And lately, I've been seeing reviews popping up, and they're mostly hit or miss, and I can see why. I really enjoyed the original concept of having a slasher that we both love so much, who's also an aspiring comedian. I don't think we've ever seen this concept before in any medium.
I don't think so either. I feel this is definitely an original concept. I will say that. Also, pun intended, I bet an actual cannibal comic would kill live. It would just be absolutely absurd.
Yeah.
Think about it. He could be like Carrot Top, breaking out all the fucking props and shit. Like, go to leg. Oh, what? I don't know. Saying stupid shit. I would watch it.
Yeah.
I think it'd be hilarious. I mean, it'd be a shtick that would probably get old after a while, but I would definitely give it a watch live.
So a comedian who you know kills people?
No, not in real life, man.
Oh.
I'm talking like it's a whole shtick. It's not real. He just comes out and he has all these fucking body props and all of his jokes are just morbid death jokes, just dark as fuck. And I would be into it. I think it would be ridiculous to see live.
Yeah, but I don't want him to be a fake murderer. I want him to be a murderer.
Oh, well, okay. I don't think that's going to happen.
This is why we have movies, because they can make our fantasies come true.
That's right.
I always wanted a cannibal slasher movie.
Comedian movie. So it's definitely an interesting concept. That's for sure. I haven't seen anything like it, because this, I would think, is more comedy than it is horror. I mean, what do you think about that? Because, yes, there's like the killing aspect, like cannibal eating people, things like that. Yeah. But it's more comedy than anything.
Yeah. And I won't lie. Some of the jokes were pretty good.
Well, dude, it was dad jokes all day.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. There was one guy where he's like, I recently deleted all the Germans from my phone. Now it's Hans Free.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh my God.
My favorite one was I dated a diabetic once, a little too sweet for my taste.
There's so many good one-liners in this that could be just quoted forever. Or like when he was eating vegans and he's like, God, that's impossible. I'm like, oh, I see what he did there, you know, because like the impossible meat.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of funny elements to this movie. It's a good time. I enjoyed it. I wouldn't say it's any sort of like amazing movie or anything like that. It's not the menu. Dude, nothing's going to be the menu.
No.
It's fun. It's a fun movie to watch. There's this absolute insanity. It starts off with he has this roadside stand where he's selling meatballs. First of all, that's so suspicious. Imagine just like You're driving down the road and you see this little rinky-dink looking almost like a lemonade stand, like you've said, right?
Yeah.
Almost like a lemonade stand, but he's selling meatballs. Guess what I'm not doing? Eating fucking meatballs from that stand.
Yeah, but you don't because know they're human.
Yeah, you don't know if they're human. You also don't know if those meatballs were even friggin' cooked.
Yeah, but street food is usually pretty good. Have you not eaten street food in, like, New York? I'm pretty sure you and I, when we went to New York City a few years ago to see the quote-unquote final Dillinger Escape Plan show, we ended up eating some street meat.
Actually, I think you're right, because New York is big on that, man. Like, all those carts, they have, you know, the hot dogs and the sausages, all that. And we don't give it a second eye or a second opinion. We just go, oh, yeah, that's normal. And you eat it. That's like a normal thing. Oh, and pizza, too. Well, no, I don't think they necessarily do pizza. Maybe they do now. Maybe they have those, like, ridiculous pizza ovens. But I'd be worried about them throwing dough in the air with cars driving by and
shit. Oh, fuck yeah. Smog. Exhaust, dude.
Yeah, exhaust. Oh God. Exhaust pies. That would. That's the branding for the pie place, the pizza place. Just exhaust pie.
I saw, speaking of exhausts, I forget what band I was listening to the other day, but they have a song called Fleshlight Exhaust Pipe.
Oh my God. What the fuck? What's the deal there? Do they have, like, just like one of the vaginas on the end of an exhaust pipe and just banging it?
I think just the pipe, dude.
Just, no, well, oh my God, just the pipe alone?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. It was, yeah, I'm looking it up now. I can't. Okay.
You're looking up the.
No, the band was called Orbital Gate.
Orbital Gate.
Yeah, they're
that
actually
sounds
pretty
familiar.
Cool.
Are they?
Yeah. Morbid Hole Gape is one of the songs.
Morbid Hole Gape. They're all about the holes, aren't they?
I guess.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll have to check it out later. Is it like Knuckle Dragon death metal?
Oh, yeah. 100%. I might have 100%. Actually sent it to you. I don't know.
Yeah, you might have. You know, just like metal where you're walking around and the skin on your knuckles is just gone.
I sent you something earlier this week that you said that instantly to as well. I can't remember what
yeah,
that
my,
was.
Yeah, that's my new shtick is Knuckle Dragon. You just have to feel like a curmudgeon when you're listening to it. Like you're
a what?
Like a caveman, a curmudgeon. Like a caveman, your friggin' eyebrows are just all protruding, like your fucking skull's weird, and you're just dragging around a club ready to beat the fuck out of people. Like that kind of metal.
Okay, all just, right.
Yeah, that's like when I listen to that, I think I'm like, I go back to my caveman era where I'm like, all right, I'm about to fucking slug a dinosaur. And then I don't know fully what they did back then, but I know it was some fucking caveman shit. And that's probably what cavemen would listen to.
Yeah, I like your theory on this.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess cavemen had really long arms and that's why they're always just dragging on the floor. Imagine having long arms like that, being a caveman, just fucking dragging.
Knuckle dragging.
Knuckle Dragon. There we go. Just Knuckle Dragon beat down heavy metal. Just like this. Just the whole time. You don't understand a single word, which is great. And then it just sounds like toilet vocals.
I love toilet vocals, similar to Guttle Axe.
Guttle Axe is the best thing ever. But it's like,
it's like a full on like, pig. Not even pig no, squeals. It just sounds
frogs.
Like a pig.
I think he sounds like a frog. But it's like the most hilarious thing ever because it's not like your typical death metal where you're trying to get as low as possible. His is just
like, you have to insert a clip when you edit this.
I will.
And then we'll get
oh,
a cease
man.
And desist.
Yeah, we'll get a cease and desist from Guttle
Reach
Axe.
Out to our agent.
Yep. God, that band is absurd. We'll
see you in court.
Yeah. Can you imagine if Guttle Axe took us to court just because we're referencing them in a death metal like... I don't know, I'm talking about death metal. Like, all right, Guttlax, apparently you need money that bad.
Yeah. Here's all even the money like, we made last year. It was like 25 yeah. bucks.
Yeah, something like that. We don't make a lot of money, people, but you can help us by buying merch off our website.
Perfect plug.
Just saying, perfect segue right there. I got to get some more merch up on there, some more ridiculous stuff. I mean, we have sayings for days.
We've been talking about this for a while.
You know what? I'm just going to do it after the episode. And then tomorrow you're going to be like, oh, shit, there's a bunch of fucking shirts up here.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Cool.
And like, I'll do that while we're playing Fortnite because I'm a multitasker.
Okay. Cool. So you won't just be able to aim even more.
What are you talking? Fuck you. Okay. Well, let's get back into it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, right. We're talking about something.
Yeah, we're talking about a movie. And this movie, it starts off pretty bonkers. Right away, topless woman just walking through the desert.
Dude, did it remind you of Piggy?
Piggy? Yeah,
right,
a little bit.
So two references right off the bat. The scrolling text in the beginning, which come to find out later, there's all a reason for it. Very Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yep.
But anyways, yeah, that girl running through the street there. I thought I was watching Piggy for a second because something similar happened in that.
Yeah, she was just running around and basically very little clothes, except this lady was completely topless.
Yeah.
And I don't know where the rest of her clothes went, just topless, running through the desert, trying to get away from Charlie the cannibal. And he's got this really cool skin mask, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, skin mask was cool.
You know what it kind of reminded me of? You've seen The Office, right?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's a meme. It's what the stuff, what's his, Dwight, he puts it on his face, right?
Yeah, so when Dwight takes the skin off of the CPR doll's face and wears it.
Okay.
It looks exactly like that.
Maybe that was the inspiration.
I would think so, because it is very similar. If you look at the two, like, side by side, you'll go, okay, yeah, that makes sense. That's probably like a relation or influence for the mask.
Maybe.
So, yeah, maybe. So she's running around topless. He kills her. Next scene you see is him scooping meatballs. I'm like, okay, I see what's happening here.
Human meatball sub.
Human meatball sub. And this guy and his girl just roll up like, I'm hungry. I want to have a meatball. And Charlie doesn't waste any fucking time. He sells the guy a meatball sub. It's like $6. And then he hits him in the head with an axe.
Yeah.
Just
yep.
Super quick. Girl runs off. Charlie's chasing after her. And then we meet the other person. Apparently, this is a whole town full of cannibals. Like, it's perfectly fine to them. It's a normal way of life. So we meet Eleanor, who was completely upset.
Dee Snider?
She's just, was
Did
that?
You think it was Dee Snider that when the car pulled up?
A little bit.
I was like, holy shit, that's Dee Snider.
I wish. Can you imagine if it was Dee Snider?
Yeah.
Just dress up as a girl the whole time. I mean, he started off his career doing that stuff, you know, with Twisted Sister.
Right, exactly.
And yeah, they look like ugly women. I don't even think that's like the glam rock thing. I don't know what the hell they were going for then, but I don't know. They did all right. Good for them. Actually, hey, I just watched Strangeland the other day.
Oh, you actually did it?
I actually did it.
After us
I was
talking
looking
about it all the time?
Yeah, I was on Tubi, and it was there, front and center. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just throw it on and do shit or, like, on my computer. And the technology aspect does not hold up at all. Everything else is fine. It's decent. I think it had potential of, like, having another sequel, like a Cult of Captain Howdy. That's what I would have liked to see in people that follow his way of life. Like, just a cult that worships him. So, I don't know. Didn't happen. Whatever. I thought it was fine. But, okay, so Eleanor looked a lot like Dee Snider real quick. And this girl runs up to her and she's trying to get her help. Clearly, Eleanor is acting stupid. Just like, I don't know what's happening. I can't hear you. Just acting like an absolute idiot because she knows that this girl's fucked and that she wants to eat that meat. She's like Charlie's number one customer. And naturally, Charlie kills her. She's eating the meatballs. She loves it. That's what they do, though. The whole scrolling at the beginning is about that community who protect their land by eating people. What a fucking weird place.
Yep. I was thinking the same thing.
I couldn't imagine just being like, you know what? I'm on tour with the guys going through a town. Oh, shit. There's a bunch of cannibals here. I'm not supposed to pass through this town. I took a wrong turn.
What's stopping them from leaving, though?
I don't know. Nothing? I guess they just enjoy it. Actually, I got a question here, because what if these people, like, they go there and all of the police and everything around the town know that this town is full of cannibals and it's, like, protected?
All right, what so it's kind of, maybe it's kind of like an Indian reservation.
Kind of like that. That's what I was thinking, because I think there was even a mention of, like, an Indian reservation type deal. Or something of the sorts at the beginning. So maybe it's like an Indian reservation where, hey, go at your own risk because more than likely you're about to get eaten there. I mean, there's tribes out there where they have full reign of an island. And if you go there and you die, that's it. The government is not going to do shit because it's like, well, you go at your own risk. If you go, you will die. They will kill you. They will do that to protect their family and everything and their way of life. And I've heard stories about that. There was like one guy, he was like doing missionary work, right? Like he was trying to spread the word of the Lord. And he decides to go to this island and there's indigenous people there. And this tribe is known for killing trespassers. What do you think happened?
DED.
DED, uppercase dead. Right away, just arrows, killed him, dead. I don't know if they ate him, but they just did it to protect their kind, their way of life. So maybe that's what's happening in this little cannibal town. So fuck that. I'm not going there. Forget it. So where am I in my notes?
We're talking about Dee Snider.
Oh, yeah. And Eleanor also looking like the original long legs. Dude, did you notice that? She got out of the car and she looked like fucking Slender Man.
Yep. Very tall and skinny.
Very tall and skinny. I'm like, oh my God, just creepy looking. That's probably why they got her for that role, because just absolutely creepy looking. And
oh, I forgot. Did you see what her name was?
Eleanor?
No, the actress.
Oh yeah, she had an interesting name.
Miss Sadistic.
Yes, Miss Sadistic. I didn't even look her up. Look her up for me real quick.
Wow, I am.
Miss Sadistic. She has to have like some sort of backstory to her. Like maybe she's big in horror or something. Has to be with that kind of name.
I'm looking it up now.
Yeah, look it up. But yeah, this had striking resemblance to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, because think of this too. In the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, everyone basically moved out. Once the slaughterhouse went out of business or was shut down, that family just stayed behind. And anyone that came by, they were eating those people to survive. So that's kind of what was happening in this. All right, what do we got?
She has a YouTube.
So she's a YouTube star?
I that's all I can find on her.
Okay.
I also just discovered that this Cannibal Comedian movie won Best Horror Movie.
Best horror movie? That's bold.
Or Best Indie Horror? I'm not sure.
Ooh, man. Best Indie Horror.
Cannibal Comedian wins Best Horror Feature Film last year. What?
Where?
I'm going to need to do some research after.
All right. Let's do some research. I don't know. We'll follow up next week. Or post something on social media being like, oh shit, this won like a pretty prestigious award. I mean, would I say it's best indie film, best horror indie film?
No.
Last year? No. God, no.
Not even close.
There's plenty that I could think of that are indie horror and better than this. I'm not saying this is bad by any means. I am saying, though, that this could have been better.
Mm-hmm.
There was something missing with it. Did you feel that way? Like, it was good, but not great, you know?
Yeah.
It was just something. I mean, there were no real plot holes. I didn't see anything like that. The story was original. I don't know. Maybe it just like didn't do it all for me.
So for me, I think it started off pretty strong. And then I'm just going to say an hour or so into the movie, it really started to drag for me. Like I had no idea what the plot was anymore.
Okay. I could see that.
You know what I mean? I was like, what am I watching? And I'm not going to lie. I looked at my watch once or twice to see what topic, or I pause it. Several times, see how much time was left, because it got to a point where I was like, it's dragging. I feel like this has been 3 hours already.
Yeah, okay.
Because it kind of lost itself in the middle of it, I feel.
You know, you're right, because it definitely started feeling like it was dragging on. It almost didn't know where to go.
Right, exactly. Right?
Yeah, so like at the beginning, we have the whole cannibal aspect and all that. That's great. We meet Crystal at this point, and he's doing stand-up in front of her. I'm thinking to myself, Crystal's not going to laugh. She's being held captive right now, so it's hardly productive that he's actually going to get any laughs out of her with his material. Usually, when you're a comedian and you go out, you test the material. If it bombs, you don't use it. You go on and write a new joke, and then you use that, and then you build your whole set, kind of like a band. Like, okay, this isn't working, let's take this out of the set, and things like that. Same deal. And she wasn't laughing. Crystal almost seemed like she started having Stockholm syndrome throughout this movie, because he wanted to be a comedian. And I don't know if she was just trying to pressure him into the thinking that maybe he'll let her go if he switches careers. I don't know. You were going to say something. What do you think?
No, I was just going to say Crystal annoyed the fuck out of me.
Did she?
Her accent was so unbelievably fake. It was like a deep Southern accent, but you could just tell how hard she was trying to pull this off.
Yeah.
And nope, I laughed.
Her music sounded like Hole. I don't know if you heard that. As he's listening to it, I'm like, this sounds like Courtney Love. Like, I don't know how I feel about this.
Not in the budget. Sorry, pal.
No, not in the budget for that. You can't get her. Like, if you put Hole in the soundtrack, Courtney Love's going to want to be in the movie. And I don't know what she's doing these days. I don't think she's really doing anything.
I thought she put out a book recently, or she did something within the last like year or two.
Does it say how she killed Kurt Cobain?
Oh, but umps.
Well, like, what is it? O.J. Simpson put out a book about how he would kill his wife.
Right. So this dude literally gets acquitted for not killing his wife or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he puts out a book called literally If I Did It.
Yeah.
Like what? I'm pretty sure he just says in the book, I got away with it because I hired Cochran or whatever. I gave him a lot of money and he just got me off.
Yeah.
Like everyone knows he did it.
Oh, of course. He's like in the book, like, here's how I would have done it. I would have lopped her head off. And it's like, oh, got it.
All the stuff he, you know, that didn't happen, but he definitely murdered the, what the fuck was her name?
Friend. I know. I'll tell you this. I almost said Nicole Kidman. I know it's not. I know it's Nicole.
I just
definitely not Kidman.
Just went to Google and in the top search, who did OJ Simpson kill?
Yeah.
Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman.
Yes, there you go. And they were like friends, but I don't know, man. Yeah, we're not stupid. He did it. And then he started committing more crimes, and then he went to jail for a while.
My favorite was when he decided to break into a hotel room or whatever. I think it was a hotel room to steal his own football memorabilia back from someone.
Yep. Yep. Oh, yeah, he's a criminal. He's 100% a criminal.
Good. He's dead. Fuck him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He'll be answering that in the afterlife or whatever. I don't know. So, yeah, Crystal, I don't know. I think she was just trying to help him. I think that's the whole idea. I don't know if he has a crush or anything like that. Because I remember he was trying to, like, have her, not have her for dinner, but almost leaning like a date because he's dressed up and he's serving her meat. And she's like, what is this? And it's roadkill. It's fine. And then he was trying to say that it was like, oh, it's actually human, but it really wasn't. However, she started eating human meat later on.
Oh, yes, she did.
Yeah. And I think she was just doing it solely to, like, maybe get on his good side or whatever. But I don't know what the hell he was waiting on. He should have just did it.
They never kind of explained why he wanted her around or why he kept her around.
No.
There was never any connection between the two of them.
Yeah. I don't feel like there was chemistry between the two of them. It just seemed like he needed someone to talk to that wasn't Eleanor. Because Eleanor is a bit aggravating. Let's be honest. I wouldn't want to talk to someone like Eleanor all the time. Forget it.
No.
No. But there were some funny scenes in this. I mean, obviously, it's a comedy. So there was one scene, man, where he's in the living room. He's talking to this skeleton that's still bloody.
Yeah,
whatever.
He literally kept a skeleton, like a human skeleton, and he has it in a recliner in his living room.
Here's the funny thing. I don't know if you noticed this. There's a picture of him wearing a Hawaiian shirt with the beach behind him, and he's like got the skeleton with him. I was fucking laughing my ass off at how ridiculous that was. Just having that little nuance in the background.
I did not see that.
Oh, man. I would love to have a poster of that. So this movie, I felt draw a lot of influence from other movies. Obviously, we talked about Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And there was a scene, it's a back and forth between Charlie and Eleanor, reminded me something straight out of Natural Born Killers, man. Because they have the laugh track going in the background and Seinfeld bass lines and shit. Very Natural Born Killers feeling.
So I made a comment about the laugh track. So he, during one of his sets, he said to someone in the crowd, I'm sorry, I didn't want you to see me with my face on.
Yep.
I laughed out loud and then the laugh track played. It's cool that they made it look like it was in front of a live studio audience.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was fully expecting him to, like, explode being a comedian. Let's say he starts off, he's doing the cannibal thing. He becomes the comedian, like, you're just regular stand-up, local stuff, whatever. And then he bumps into a producer, like a big producer. Hey, we love your act. We'd love you to be on this big show, like fucking Letterman or whatever. And then he starts blowing up and he comes like even bigger and bigger and like there's movies about him. He's a star and everything and he's still a cannibal, but no one believes it. And I was hoping it was going to kind of take that direction. But they went with the whole approach of the bar owner that he was doing his stand-up comedy act at. He tried stealing his act. And Carrie sucked, man. He's stealing everyone's act. And Charlie had this original concept, cannibal comedian. And Carrie's like, you know what? I'm going to take his act. And then he started making like these commercials and got wind of it by his friend there, who I don't know if was a sheriff or playing sheriff. Never got full clarification there. But there's one scene. He's beating off. He's calling Charlie. He's like, hey, just a heads up. Someone's stealing your act as he's beating off. Who fucking... Who does that?
For a second, I was like, this is awkward.
This is so fucking weird. It felt awkward just watching it. I mean, what if I just call you up one day? I'm like, hey, man, how's it going? You want to go to the show tonight? I'm just beating off. So the sheriff, who we never got full clarification that he's an actual sheriff, because him and Charlie are buds, and they both eat human meat. Again, this could be similar to Texas Chainsaw Massacre, where the father was, well, let's say in the newer Texas Chainsaw Massacre, where the father was like acting sheriff. So could be that kind of deal. Don't know. It seems kind of like a lawless town, though. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Even though they have a sheriff, it's definitely lawless.
Oh, for sure. So he's just playing sheriff. Someone has to, I guess. But I'm like, hey, don't do that. But yeah, he's beating off. He's calling Charlie. He's giving the heads up to Charlie, like, hey, Carrie's stealing your act. And now here's where the like ridiculousness happens. Not like it's already happening, but Charlie kidnaps Carrie and cuts his foot off. Immediately, I say, here's the foot and mouth joke. And so he's got him like tied up and he cut off like part of his foot and he takes toes and sticks it in Carrie's mouth. I'm like, ah, close enough. I was waiting in the foot and the mouth joke, but it was toe in the mouth, whatever. And then obviously Carrie's spitting out the whole, you were never a has-been, you were never was, all that stuff. But Charlie was getting a little sloppy. He left a crowbar with Crystal. Like, who does that? Just like leaves it on the bed. I'm going to go do my comedy.
And then he got it with it.
Oh, yeah. He got fucking smacked with it, man. And obviously she gets away. Not before Charlie gets chained up. There's a tape player next to him. Almost Saw-esque. Rest in peace, by the way. Which, that was bummer news, by the way. For those of you listening who don't know, Saw 11 is basically dead. It's like dead in the water. It's a money thing versus a creativity thing. And that's just a recipe for disaster.
It sucks because 10 was so perfect. But if they end it here, it is a good ending. But I'm like, Cecilia's still alive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Cecilia's going to cause some shit, I guarantee you, in 11.
That's what I want to see in 11, but it sounds like we're never going to see it now.
Nah, we'll never get it. If anything, it'll probably start all over again. They'll get someone new, and it's not going to be the same. It won't be the same the slightest bit.
Nope. You know, but someone's dying to pick that up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they already tried doing a a reboot or a spinoff of it with Spiral. And
yeah, but that was still in the same universe, and I think it was still the same people. And fucking Chris Rock and Danny Glover.
Yeah.
Right? Was it Danny Glover? Yeah. No, I think I made that really up. Remember.
Yeah, you might have. I've seen it once, man, and I remember just being like, fine.
Sam Jackson.
Sam Jackson.
Chris Rock and Sam Jackson in a Saw movie.
Oh, God. Yikes. Okay.
Did you say you never saw it?
No, I saw it.
Oh, okay.
But I saw it. It was fine. I don't know.
I wouldn't go that far.
It was mid. Nah.
It stinks.
Yeah, I wasn't invested. I don't even really remember much of it. I remember kind of the end where his partner set the whole thing up. Something like that?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I watched it once and I forgot it the next day. It was not memorable.
Yeah, I think I even have it here on DVD. I think it cost me $1 or something.
Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah, I fucked up.
Yeah, you spent too much.
But I like going to Bull Moose, man. And they have these DVDs sometimes on sale. I'm like, yeah, I'll take that. I'll take 3,000 miles to Graceland for $1. Yes, please.
That's right. I was like, you still buy physical media.
Yes, I still buy physical media because you never know. Hey, I want to watch a movie. Guess what? Internet's down. Fuck. Can't do that. So now that I have shit to watch, no, like it's fine. I'm golden. You'll be the one coming over to my house and be like, Steve, I'm bored.
You're ready for the apocalypse.
I am. I'm ready for the apocalypse. My doomsday prepping is collecting Blu-rays and DVDs. They'll call me the media man.
Steve the Media Man?
Steve the Media Man, who roams the land for our Blu-rays and DVDs and other media.
Steve the Media Man.
I just have like my own store in the apocalypse. It's almost looking like a Blockbuster. People come in, they have to trade me bottle caps and shit.
Okay, so now it's Fallout.
Yeah.
You're going to be eating dogs soon.
Yeah, oh God. Well, I'm going to try not to. We'll figure something out. There's got to be some popcorn somewhere that I'll sell.
Your popcorn of the apocalypse?
Yeah, popcorn of the apocalypse.
Okay.
We're getting some corn in, at least. You're still with me, right? That was a bad joke.
Yeah, the crowd just went mild.
Then the crowd went mild.
Don't edit that out. It was funny.
No, I mean, I'm leaving that because this is supposed to be a funny like movie. So we're just getting all the fucking gems in, I guess. I don't know.
You should buy the last Blockbuster.
What's that?
You should buy the last Blockbuster.
Dude, oh man, that'd be cool.
You know there's one left, right?
I think they're closing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's finally shutting down. But the thing is, there's still video stores out there because people have really shitty internet in some places. So that's what they do. They just go and rent movies. It's like still a thing. Mm. Is it like a big thing? No, but it's still a thing. Yeah, it's in Bend, Oregon. And let's see. Bend Blockbuster. They're still selling stuff. They might still be open, actually.
Yeah, because there's a documentary about it on Netflix.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
It's pretty cool. It's like a family that owns it, like a small family or one woman. I'm not sure.
That's pretty sick. Yeah. Let's be honest. It's very nostalgic. I remember going to Blockbuster as a kid, and it was like such a different experience because I was so used to going to different video stores, and Blockbuster was like the prime video store. If you're going there, you're like, oh, it's a fun night. It's a, we're going to rent some really big movies tonight, that type thing. Always chaos, though. Always chaos. There's tons of people there. It was filled with B-movies, man. Let me tell you. Like your Titanic 2s and all those...
Titanic 2 was the okay.
Titanic
was that real?
Electric Boogaloo. Yes, that's real.
What was it about Rose and what's his face floating on the door?
Maybe. I would assume it's something like Speed 2 where the Titanic is like it rose and then it's speeding towards a, I don't know, an iceberg. I don't know.
And if they drop below a certain speed, it hits the iceberg and sinks again.
Yeah, okay. They have to go like a, they have to go faster to plow through it.
Well, Steve, I have news for you. It didn't make it to the iceberg.
No, it broke in half and sunk.
Did I ever tell you, you know that song they're playing in that movie on the violins as the ship's going down?
Yeah.
Joanne and I were on a cruise once, and I said to Joanne, I was like, it would be, there was a band, like a string band playing in the lobby one night. Mm-hmm. And I said to Joanne, I said, it'd be really funny if they played that song from the Titanic. And guess what they fucking played?
Oh,
on
God.
A cruise ship.
That's an omen, man.
It was so
Where's
amazing.
The lifeboats?
I don't know if it was part of their set or if they heard me and thought it would be funny, but they started playing that song on the violins.
That's cool. Oh, man. I would have laughed my ass off, to be honest.
Yep. It was perfect.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, so I'm going to get back into it real quick because we're basically at the end. Crystal manages to get away by knocking him out with the crowbar. Does the whole tape thing, recording herself, like, I'm leaving and you're never going to make it as a comedian, blah, blah, blah. And Crystal decides to steal his act, switching from music to comedy. And I'm like, okay, now I got to wonder, who's the real heel in this movie?
Yeah, the man had his act got stolen twice.
Yeah, because it's not Charlie. Charlie is just living his normal life the way that he knows. That whole town is full of cannibals. That's all he knows is like just being a cannibal and selling meatballs by the roadside. That's his simple life. And he likes to do comedy for fun. Now, all these people are stealing his act. So Crystal is the bad person here, the heel of this whole story. Because one, she sucks. And two,
she has a terrible
accent.
Stealing
his act. Yeah, terrible accent. And she's stealing his act. Carrie also stealing his act.
Austin Judd, if you ever listen to this podcast, you did a great job. I just didn't like the accent.
Yeah, that's all. That's
Don't
funny. You did good.
Block me on Twitter.
Everyone blocks you on Twitter.
They do. That is my lifelong goal, Twitter, to see how many famous people I can get to block me.
How many you got so far?
Hulk Hogan.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Oh, what the hell is
what
it?
Did you say? Oh, no. What did you say to get Hogan to block
I just... I told him to stop trying to have sex with his daughter because every woman he dates looked like his daughter.
Oh, yeah.
What was the other one? Fuck, I had it. Who's the guy that used to book shitty for WWE? Oh, Jim Cornette.
Oh, yeah.
I got Jim Cornette to block me.
That's good.
Bubba Ray Dudley.
Bubba Ray? Really?
Yeah.
He's the one that's shitting on the crowd real bad in ECW days. What the hell did you say?
That one I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Okay.
Mm. It's always wrestlers, too. Tommy Dreamer's another one.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just not happy talking to you.
I got on a lot of shit lists.
Guess so. What are you, on a mailing list for all these wrestlers?
Yeah, they tell me who the sensitive ones are so I can hate tweet them and get blocked.
Oh, God. I remember picking on Virgil once. Actually, I was picking on Virgil vicariously through you.
Mm.
You were the one who was able to say this.
I'm glad that I had that little interaction with Virgil. Now, you know, he's passed away. Rest in peace, but...
Rest in peace, Virgil.
For a little context for our listener out there, I don't remember how many years ago this was, but it was like maybe 10 or so years ago, right?
Somewhere
Virgil did an AMA on Reddit, and I was like, Steve, help me come up with some questions for Virgil. And I came up, Steve and I came up with like 15 different questions, and I asked him all of them, and all his only reply was, fuck you, pay me.
Yep, that's it. The one that I was pretty proud of was, when you're selling photos of yourself in the subway, do you write that off on your
Hold on, I gotta Google this now because I know it's on, you can still see it on Reddit.
Virgil,
yeah, I found it already.
Oh wow, that was quick.
I've compiled a list of questions I've always wanted to ask wrestling superstar Virgil. I've waited my entire life to ask you these things. So this is a combination of Steve and I with these questions.
Yep. Okay.
Does Million Dollar Man know you stole the belt from him?
That's a Corey question.
Your best entrance to date may have been when the NWO introduced you. Do you agree?
That one might have been me because I always do like those lead-ins.
Yeah.
I remember like when they introduced him, he kind of just like walked out of nowhere. Like, oh, hey guys. Kind of that.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Do you write off on your taxes all the pictures you print out but don't sell?
Oh, that's it. God.
Did you find anyone stupid enough to buy your shit in that New York subway WrestleMania 29 weekend?
Oh my God.
And then the best one. At what point do you realize you're not making the money you used to when you find a new career?
Oh, fucking.
And he just responds, fuck off, man. Pay me. Oh, man.
That's all you need for him. Okay. So just one last thing. Actually, that's pretty much it. Eleanor's in the crowd, sees Crystal being the cannibal comic. And that's really it. It's kind of like end scene, fade to black. We see like Carrie's still left in the room. The sheriff comes in and then you see like Charlie walking through the desert and that's like the credits, right?
Yep.
But no, we get a post-credit scene.
I did not expect I expect a post-credit scene in like anything I watch now, but okay. I really thought this wasn't going to have one. I'm like, I'm watching this for no reason. But
right.
It was more so me letting the credits roll as I kind of wrote my like final thoughts about the movie. As mm-hmm. the credits rolled, and then fucking Skelly pops up on my TV.
Yeah, just by the fireplace talking about there potentially being a sequel. I'm like, okay, sure. I mean, I'll watch a sequel. But do you know who the skeleton was?
I didn't know until I saw the credits.
Yep.
But
Edwin Neal.
Yep. 1972.
In the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yep. And it all and like that. That's the point. I was like, oh fuck, that's why this kind of had that vibe to it.
Yep.
But dude, Texas I looked Chainsaw it up. Massacre he's in his 80s now.
Wow.
Yeah. Because you got to think, the original sense. Came out in 1972.
Yeah. 50 years or something like that, right?
So he was in his 20s.
2002, 2012. Yep. Yeah. Wow. 50 something years ago. Still holds
mm-hmm.
it.
Nothing will ever top the 72 version.
No, I don't think
I mean,
so.
I liked the reboot, the 2003 or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah. I was just going to say the same exact thing. I liked that reboot. I thought it was done really well. People shit all over it. I thought it was great. I mean, had to have been good enough for Kill Whitney Dead to quote it in one of their songs.
Yeah, they used a clip from it, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're all going to die one.
Yep, you got it. We're all going to die. And then just fucking love Kill Whitney Dead. But I think we can get into it because that's pretty much the end of the movie is Edwin Neal saying something about there being potentially a sequel for a cannibal comedian. But Corey, what do you give the cannibal comedian?
I'm going to give this a 3 out of 5. I thought it had an original concept. The cinematography was very, very good. Reminded mm-hmm. me again of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, especially the 2003 remake with all of the grainy shots.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the music in the movie was really good, too. My only complaint is that it did seem to drag at times, so much so that I found myself actually dozing off or Ooh. Skipping over to Instagram to watch a car crash or a drive-by shooting.
That's when you know there's a problem. Is when you're doing something else while you're watching.
Yeah, it happened to me a couple times.
Yeah, so I didn't do it with this movie. I tried to pay attention as much as possible because I'm also taking notes. But then I did notice myself not taking notes for a little bit, which is telling me that like there's nothing really noteworthy happening. And usually you see my notes. It's fucking massive.
Yeah, you still have more than I have for bullet points here, but you have way less than usual.
I do have way less than usual, which just tells me that I wasn't super invested. I've been watching Severance lately, and I'm trying to get into it, man, but I find myself on my phone doing something else. So I don't think I'm into it. And well, same with this one. Pretty much going the same way. Going to go with a 3 out of 5 on this. Good, not great. I will say this. Dad jokes aplenty, which I'm all about. I love myself a good dad joke. Cinematography was well done and definitely an original concept of this movie. I haven't seen anything like it. It definitely is original and very unique in that aspect. The score, ready for this, kind of reminded me of From Dusk Till Dawn, which I thought was really mm-hmm. cool.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, when they're like kind of getting towards the titty twister and it's got like that. Like if you saw From Dusk Till Dawn and you saw this, you'd be like, okay, I see the resemblance with the music. The gore was well done, and overall good movie. Again, 3 out of 5, good, not great. But if you want to check it out, you can watch it now on Screambox. All right, everyone, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Leave us a 5-star review on all podcast platforms so we can get some more exposure. Of course, tell your friends. Both our intro and outro music are courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Be sure to check out Andrew on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to pick it up. We're also part of the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to visit ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. They're an awesome podcast network ranging from wrestling to heavy metal, horror, all that good stuff. So check that out. Visit 30ScreamsOrLess.com for all previous episodes and transcripts to go with those episodes. Also, check out BeardOctane.com for their whole line of grooming supplies. And be sure to use the code 30Screams10 at checkout for 10% off your order. And if there's anything you want us to review, send an email to 30ScreamsOrLess@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Use hashtag 30ScreamsOrLess. And also, we have some awesome merch for sale on our website, so definitely check that out. If you go to our website, at the very top, there's a shop link. Click that link, and you'll see all sorts of shirts, hats, mugs, things like that. If you buy it, it helps going towards our hosting costs. I'm Steve.
I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.